a lot of times people will confuse being strong with being solo or not needing another person.
My mind, there is nothing that a goddess can't do. And when you walk in the light of that, it's like, oh, who are you talking to?
Right, right. Did you not know? Do you not know?
Right. Do you not know who I am? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
They can't do nothing with Eminem. I don't care what nobody say. They ain't got nothing to do.
What lyric are you thinking about?
It was one in the one song in his rap god song. Mm-hmm. And so he be saying, why be a king when you could be a rap god? Like, he's just a god. He is. He's just on top of all of that.
Last time, we talked about owning our shit. Then we went from owning our shit to owning and walking in our power. But I want to know, what exactly is that power anyway? And where does it come from? I believe that it comes from the goddess within. It's an innate thing. Yeah, you know, you got it. You feel it residing, resonating down on the inside of you. So today we pose the question. When you think of a goddess, who she is and what she represents, what comes to mind? Think about your own answer to that question. Then join us as we share ours. Welcome to the Laugh Out Loud Podcast. Hey, how are you liking the podcast so far? We are loving it. And can I just tell you, it's a lot easier to do than I thought it would ever be. First of all, with Anchor, it's free. They have their own creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or your computer, which I love. And yes, I do use both. They even distribute the podcast on various platforms. I mean, we are now on Spotify, Apple, Pandora, and many more. And did I tell you that you can make money from your podcast too? Mm-hmm, you can, and with minimum listenership. Doesn't that sound like everything you need to make a podcast? And it's all in one place. Isn't that so cool? So what are you waiting for? All you have to do is download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey goddess, are you the proud owner of a Black-owned and operated business? Cool, we'd love to talk to you about being a featured guest during one of our Boom segments. Yep, Boom, Black-owned and operated movement. If you're interested, please send me an email or text with Boom as the subject. Email me at slaywithtrey@gmail.com or text me at 702-323-8080.
So when you think about a goddess or what she represents, what comes to mind? What comes to mind for you, KB, when you think about what a goddess is? Goddess,
when I think about a goddess, I think in charge.
In charge, right?
In charge, like she is in charge of whatever, of everything. That's right. Like the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I think a goddess owns her shit.
Owns it.
Like, that was fucked up what I did, but it's mine.
Let me fix it.
Let me fix it. I did it. I said it. I'm always saying, yeah, it was me. I said that. I always own it because I know I said it. It's like, oh, I did? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I did. People are like, you don't remember saying that? Yes, I did. And not in a negative way all the time. A lot of times it's in a positive way. But I'm like, oh, I did say that, huh? Okay, thank you. All right, whatever. Sorry. Sometimes I gotta like, say sorry.
Or even if I don't remember, I'm like, you know what? That sounds like some shit I'd say. So,
right, yeah. That's what I said.
That's me.
Exactly.
You know what? That sounds like some shit I'd say. So you know what? Yeah, I admit it.
Right.
So that's what I think of.
Right.
Goddess, I think of graceful.
Yeah.
I think of a goddess being graceful. I think of a goddess as being graceful and I don't know why I want to say helpful.
Okay.
Like, you know, you within you're doing something, but you also look to help
others.
Other goddesses or help
I
others,
agree with like that. Yeah.
So I think that's what I think of when I think of a goddess.
Okay.
And just so on top.
And on top, right? Yeah, I think that too. And like nothing can stop her. Nothing. Okay. Like if she's determined to do something, whether it's to start a war or stop one, she can do it. Like, it's like, woo, that's a powerful ship. But so what I wrote was deity, femininity, divinity, power, magic, and beauty. I also see her as like never being alone unless she desires to do so. So she got people helping her, like people, to me, like a goddess, she kind of needs her tribe and her tribe needs her.
Okay.
And so she needs them to be loving and supporting of her along her journey and vice versa. So I feel like a goddess is never alone. And if we realize that we are all goddesses in on a journey together, then I think we can accomplish so much more in our personal lives, our professional lives, our business lives, but as a sisterhood. So that's one of the things that I'm always preaching. And so, go ahead.
I like that it sounds like a two-way, like it a is. Two-way
street. It is a two-way street.
As opposed to, I'm here and, you know, you need me.
Right.
So right. I love that it does.
Or I'm stepping on somebody's neck to get ahead. Like a goddess doesn't do that.
Okay.
A goddess to me won't do that. I don't have to step on anybody to do my thing.
Exactly.
Because we're all designed to do something, right?
I love that.
Yes. So where we are, I think as women, we are all goddesses. And to me, a goddess is somebody who represents femininity and divinity, and like there's a power in that we don't all own, right? Like there's magic there and there's all these things. So I asked KB, what is your idea when you hear the word goddess, what ideas or thoughts or words come to mind?
So you know, I grew up on the Justice League and I wish that none of that came into my mind right now, but I can't help it. I'm like, I got the Bionic Woman, I got the Black girl with the cape, you know, my hair is blowing behind me, I got my lasso, like, let's get it, you know, that's just what comes to my mind. And even though it's like a cartoon character, it's like real for me, like Amazonian, like take my alpha, take my beta, all of that. You know, everything is in there and I ain't got to pretend. I ain't got to hold nothing back.
Right.
So that is that. What counts.
I love that though.
Right.
I know y'all ready for that.
Well, you know what? I think that there's magic in it. And I think that when we look at cartoons and stuff like that, I think that that's part of the magic, you know, and somebody else's magic. That's just how it came out. Mm-hmm. So I love that because we didn't think of it in that way at all, you know. I thought of like it means like deity or, you know, somebody majestic, magical, beautiful, you know, femininity and divinity came up in that. Mm-hmm. powerful too. Because like there is nothing in my mind, there is nothing that a goddess can't do. And when you walk in the light of that, it's like, oh, who are you talking to?
Right Did you not know? Do you not know?
Right. You not know who I am? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Girl, just being in charge. Just being in charge. I mean, the same thing, but you know, that's all the same thing Patty said too. Like all of that is just in charge. That was just a woman in charge and taking charge and being in command. Mm-hmm. And it just, a lot of that stuff comes with it. And it was also with caring and sharing too. I think that's a part of being a goddess, you know, you taking care of others and others taking care of you. I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And not being alone.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it just keeps coming every time you say goddess, though. It just keeps coming to my mind. So I have to say that, like, and I know it's Eminem's, it's the lyrics to Eminem's song. And that, oh my God, just look, they can't do nothing with Eminem. I don't care what nobody say. They ain't got nothing.
What lyric are you thinking about?
It's the one song in his rap god song. Mm-hmm. And so he be saying, why be a king when you could be a rap god? Like, see? He just a god. He just on top of all of that. And when he get to rapping in that one song, you just like, dude, well, you can't do nothing with this man. He just get to go. He just like, there's nothing you can do with it. So for me, it's like you on top. So and that's what I think of when I think of a goddess. Mm-hmm. You on top of your game, you're on top of everything, but you're graceful. Right. And you're appreciative and things like that. And so you still reach around and you help everybody. You want everybody to be there.
Right. Yeah. And when you're on top of your game, what I was gonna say is allowing people to serve you and serve in a way as to help you along your journey. And you help, you're automatically, to me as a goddess, you're automatically spilling over and pouring into their cups. Anybody that's around you. Mm-hmm. And so allowing some other people to do the same thing for you, you know, that's that to me is representative of a goddess.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I can totally get with that, because a lot of times people will confuse being strong with being solo or not needing another person. And there's no way. And I really like what Karima, I like what you're saying. I like what you said about the king. Why be a king when you can be a god? Because then I was like, oh, why be a queen when I can be a goddess?
Yeah.
We put that on the shirt. Why be a queen when I can be a
goddess?
That's what I think about every time I hear that. Like, that's my go-to song when I'm walking or when I'm exercising. I turn it on, I just go. Because I just think like that. Like, why be a queen when I could just be a goddess? Like, y'all can be a king. And I know he was getting that Jay-Z with that.
Right.
Like, you go ahead and be the king. You go ahead and be the king of rap, but I'm a goddess. I mean, you know, like, I'm a god. I'm a rap god. So that's just how you feel. Like, yeah, you can do that.
He's breaking through, he's shattering that shame that could be attached to substance abuse and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, he's like, I'm not going to let this stuff hold me back. I don't have to be limited. A king is right here, but a god? Yeah. What?
Don't even play with me.
Listen, Patty, my question is and you can answer this too, Trey, if you want to, with all that, what you said, like the degrees and, you know, the certificates and all that. So somebody coming up to you without you saying anything, what's the one thing you want someone to know about you? If you just could, without tattooing it right here, what is it that you want somebody to know about you? What do you think? Like, if I just need somebody, like, because your personality comes through, like, I can see you or whatever, but what is it that you want somebody to know about you? What is it, what do you want the takeaway to be? Like, what is it that you want me to know about Patty? Without
I'm going to tell you, so, people tend to look at me and think I have no scars.
Okay.
You know? I get that vibe from people. People don't come right out and say it. But just because I don't look like I've been through mud and hell and dragged around by my hair doesn't mean it hasn't happened. And doesn't mean I can't relate. You know, I don't think that's the most important thing about me. You know, like, I'm kind of glad that you don't see my scars all the time, because sometimes I need to draw your attention without you seeing my scars.
Yeah.
So you think you come across as like having a charmed life? Like, you think that you just, your life?
Yeah, I think people have that perspective.
Okay.
But they have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I just have heard it. You know, oh, you think you're goody goody, or you think you're goody two shoes. Well, I am good, you know? God darn it.
But I work to get to here. Damn it. I didn't just show up and was here.
Right. I've been in the oven a long damn time.
I earned the right to sit on the stove. Leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what? When they say that, I would just smile and say, God does a good job. That's all I was saying.
You see the glory, you don't see the glory.
That's what you see. He did a good job. I mean, and that's really so people, because people going to already have their perception no matter what. So if that's what you see with me, because sometimes you look at somebody and be like, oh, they look rough. Like,
right.
Right? That's your outward appearance. When people first see you, then you should be like dancing the dance. Like,
right. I'm excited. I don't know if I answered your question, but I guess what I want people, when they see me, I want them to see love and compassion and kindness.
I'm a regular person from down the way. Right.
Right. Right. That's all. Yep. I was a round the way girl for sure with the bamboo earrings and all that.
And he's too fair.
Right.
Y'all silly. Okay, so I guess my answer to the question, and I have had that all my life. Like, people don't want me to see them in a negative light because I think it's how they perceive me. But the thing is, I am everybody's cheerleader, which me and Patty was talking about. But I feel like I am a cheerleader. I am on your team. I will help you get up or come up or whatever it is. I'm not going to give you handouts, but I'll help you get to wherever you want to be. So that's what I want people to walk away with. I love you. You my sister. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. That's what I want.
I will pick you up out of the fight and take you to my mother's house, and we will become friends.
And this is what we want to do, right? Let me help you. Look, that's exactly what I did.
That's a true story.
Dang, it's break time again. Be right back. It's Tracy King, life midwife, women's health nurse practitioner, creator of Lola Labor of Love Academy, and now author of Now I Slay Me, a guide to omnipotent self-love. You already know I am a huge advocate for empowering women to empower themselves. There is nothing more satisfying to me than assisting you along your rebirth journey as you unleash the goddess within and begin to live your life out loud and on purpose. That's what Now I Slay Me is all about. Order your copy today at slaywithtray.com. And we're back. But that is how we met. And that's so people always like treat me like that. But the one thing that always happens is I always end up being a leader or a mother, or, you know, I always end up being that person in the group, no matter what is going on. I do it at work. It don't matter. That's just what ends up happening.
Right. So that's automatic. That's who you are. So what do you want people to know when they see you? Because that's what they're going to pick up anyway. So without anything, when they first meet you, what is it that they want you, what do you want them to know about that they may not get?
Right. That I am, for real, if you get to know me and you a real person and you ain't on some bullshit, I am a friend for life.
Okay.
And I love you as my sister. That's what I want people to know, because that's what Lola is to me.
Mm-hmm.
So don't come for Lola and don't come for me, because we'll both fuck you up. Like, that's what.
Dang.
You know how people are.
Damn. Friend for life. You with me.
No, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm just saying, like.
No, but I hear you.
Yeah.
Because
that's what it is. It's like, no, we sisters in the game. Like, I consider y'all sisters. If somebody was after y'all, I'd be like, what we doing? Where we doing up at?
Mm-hmm.
I like Kariba. No, she laugh about it all the time. She just be like, wait a minute, we don't have to go fight.
Tracy don't even know what be going on. I mean, it doesn't have to be about a fight. I mean, it could be something as simple as like, oh, we all going over here. We gonna clean up your stuff or whatever. And I'd be like, blah blah blah. She's like, wait, what we doing? What we doing? What we doing?
right.
Clear, like I'm in, and you like.
That's not how that's going at all.
Okay. Like, I gotta put on my clothes. What we doing? What we doing? I'm like,
am I getting dressed? You gonna be here in 5 minutes? What you want me to do?
What? Girl, slow down.
I'm like, man. Look. And Karima, you have no idea how many times I have called her when I was really like in my bullshit, like my living crazy. And she's like, oh, All right, I'm on my way. And look, she come bringing her gang. She have her husband sometimes on her hip. But here she come. Now, what is we doing?
Girl, right. And one thing, I was pregnant. I was like 6 months. You know you irritable because you like, hurry up and be over already. And then the call on the phone is like, God damn it, all right. Here I go.
Everybody in her mess like, come on, we about to do this. They be like, what? Like, come on with your ass. We about to go over here. Like, oh, my God. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, my God. Oh,
my goodness.
I believe it. Oh, my goodness.
Like, okay. Yeah, but that's what being a goddess is to me. Like, mm-hmm. We in it together. You don't have to struggle mm-hmm. alone. Like, that's not what we do. That's not what we do. And we don't leave nobody by the wayside. And we don't step on nobody's neck to get ahead.
Absolutely. It's not crabs in a barrel. Right now, I swear, I cannot shake that image of what I said a goddess was. I think I'm going to get myself drawn in a cartoon. I think
that's a good idea.
I got to do it. I got to get me some Amazon boots and like... badass camisole that tightens up all this shit, pulls it all in.
What? And I'm cape. A cape with a big P on the back.
All right. That go to the costume place and just get it and have you a photo shoot and just do it.
Yes.
When I start doing retreats, y'all, just
put it on and do it.
I want to pay somebody to do like boudoir photos, but of goddesses, like goddess photos.
Trey. Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
We rent costumes. Bring whatever you need because we doing our photo shoot.
Absolutely.
She need her Wonder Woman stuff though done.
Yes. Now I got a picture of like a big ass sword like up. Like I'm
she
like
be all of them in one.
Right.
I ain't mad though.
What's the goddess with all the arms? She gonna need everybody behind her with all the arms. She gonna have some of everybody.
It's a few of them. The one I have is Lakshmi.
Girl.
Ooh.
Get everybody.
Uh-huh.
I don't blame you.
Oshun, African goddess.
I wanna be riding the elephant too.
Okay. Wait, we can make you like a totem pole. So the bottom part will be, you know, one.
Right, right.
This part will be another. Your head will be something. Yes. You gotta pull something else up.
You started it.
But you own right. The goddess. Let the goddess.
Right.
That's
so
like her live her life.
Just
get the goddess out of there.
We're gonna break that one. Girl.
Yes. Look, don't let me call you crying next week. You're gonna be like, where's the sword at? Where's the damn elephant?
I'm gonna need you to go buy you a cape and have a cape in the house. So when you call me, I'll be like, go get the cape. Go get the cape.
With a full outfit, like this don't fit on, this don't fit. We're gonna tie it up and put it on.
That's right.
You know how that women get, Nate? Did y'all see that Friends episode when they put on them wedding dresses and they all just had the wedding dresses on?
I saw that for no reason.
Like, we're going to get the costume. Like, when you don't feel good, just put this on.
Just put it on.
Right. That's right.
Just put it on.
Yes.
I like that, though. Do your thing. Oh, my goodness. All right.
You might end up with pictures on mugs of goddesses. Like,
absolutely. I want my so picture fun. On a goddess face now on a mug and a t-shirt.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's so beautiful. You want a copy of me? It's mine.
Girl, did you do that?
Is really walking around with herself and a goddess? Yes, I am. So now I want to pose that question
to
you. What would you want someone to know about you? Someone that's just meeting you for the first time and a possible client or somebody that you just maybe had a good rapport with and it's so people that kind of look up to you as a mentor. That's the way I took it anyway. Okay. So what would you want the takeaway to be?
Just that I'm just the everyday next door type of person. I want people to know that I think, for the most part, that I care, sometimes maybe too much. I'm helpful and that I care. And that if you want to, that you get back what you put out. Like, if you don't want to help yourself, that don't come to me for help. I'm willing to help if you're willing to put in the work. Yeah. And I'm just that type of person. And that's really the takeaway that you want. Like, I'm all in if you want to help yourself. And that's it. I really come from the type of background that I feel that sometimes people just need, you just need a little help, just a little push, you know, and sometimes we don't get that break. And I always feel that if you just give somebody just that one little break, that they can just soar. And I've just always felt like I wanted to be that person, because I've been in that place. Like, just give me a little break. I think the biggest part in my background came from when I got out of nursing school and I wanted to be a labor and delivery nurse. And everybody told me, no, you have to go and just do what they call med-surg nursing, which is medical surgical nursing, which is like on a regular, right, on a regular nursing floor. They're like, you got to get your experience, you got to do a couple years of that, and then you can go into a specialty. So labor and delivery was a specialty. So they said, you have to get your skills up, and then you can go into a specialty. And I was like, no, if somebody just gives me a chance, all I need is a chance, and I can do it. And I was like, there's no way. That's not what I want to do. I just need a chance. Just need a chance. And so I had somebody just give me that chance with no experience, and it worked. And I feel like that's how life is altogether. If you just give me a chance, I'll work at it, no matter what it is. Even if I got to work on my own time at home, you know, I'll do it. Just give me that chance. And that's just how I look at life and whatever it is. Just give me that one chance, and I will make it work. And so that's what I want people to know about me. When just give me that one chance. And I feel like it's a lot of people out there like that. They just need that one chance. And that's my big takeaway.
Good. I like that. And I agree. They did the same thing to me. And you know, I was like, middle finger up. I will not be a nurse if you send me over there. I'm not doing it.
No, but I want to do it. Why waste my time? Right. And I wasn't the typical, you know, 22-year-old, 23-year-old, right out of school. I was like, I'm older. I don't have time for that. Like, I need to do what I want to do right now. Right. And that's not what I want to do. So, yeah. And that's my big thing. It's like, yeah, I can do it, whatever it is.
Yeah. But so that leads me to this thought about when things are just meant to be. So, just like you, I had that same kind of thing. And I was like freaking out and trying to figure out what I was going to do, because I knew I didn't want to do anything other than labor and delivery. I was like, I'm not going to be a nurse if I can't do that. I don't know what I'm going to do, because I just went to school all these years, but I'm not doing that. And that year, Fairview did this program that they called Graduate Nursing Program.
Okay.
And they hadn't done it for years, and they had never done it before on labor and delivery at all. But they needed nurses, and so they hired me as a graduate nurse and waited for me to get my degree, I mean my licensure.
Right.
And they started training me on little stuff, you know, here and there, getting me used to the environment. I mean, it was really a great experience for me. And because it was level 3, that made it all the better, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like I had a great foundation there. But nobody else was willing to give me that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like it was just something that was meant to be. If you're moving in accordance with your purpose and in accordance with whatever is in your heart to do, doors will open. Doors will open. And I'm glad that your door opened and we got to work together.
See? I think that's exactly what happened, because the only reason I got that particular chance was because I think I did my, was it a preceptorship?
Yeah.
And then they needed people. And so because the manager knew me from that, and they were short. She was like, well, yeah, I'm going to give you a chance. There go that word chance again.
There you
go. I'm going to give you a chance. I'm like, that's all I need. That's all I need.
See, that's so
awesome. Yeah, I think it just happened
that's
to be.
So awesome.
And yeah, it just happened to be where you were.
Yeah.
But that wasn't our first time meeting, so
not at
yeah,
all.
I think things happen like they're supposed to. So yeah, that was cool.
And we are goddesses for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, we are... I think as goddesses, like, we just kind of create the life that we want. I think that's what we're supposed to do. I think that that's why we're here. So I'm glad. All right. And I'm glad you answered the question. So I thank you.
That is my answer. And I'm sticking to it.
Wait, on the retreat that I went to a year and a half or so ago. And one of the things that the moderator said is, you know, after you say something, put some power behind it. And so what you say is, these are my words and I have spoken. Girl, I own those words to this day.
All right.
I was
I
like,
have spoken.
Everything.
I like
are
that.
My words and I have spoken.
So, that is so funny because I'm looking at my whiteboard. So, you know, I buy those dry erase boards
like uh-huh.
I'm all over because I just write shit just to be writing it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to be organized, but yeah, that don't always work. So I always write, so it shall be.
That's
and
right.
That's the same thing. And I write that and it's all over the
and
place.
So
I write
is.
Something and so it shall be. Mm-hmm. And that's it. It
yep.
is done. So I like yep. that.
I put it at the end of the book. These are my words, and I
These
have
spoken. These are my spoken. Words. I have spoken. Okay. I'm going to have to incorporate that.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You know what it is. We got to pause for the call. Hey, goddess. Are you the proud owner of a Black-owned and operated business? Cool! We'd love to talk to you about being a featured guest during one of our Boom segments. Yep, Boom. Black-owned and operated movement. If you're interested, please send me an email or text with Boom as the subject. Email me at slaywithtrey@gmail.com or text me at 702-323-8080. Why are you mad? Owning your shit, whatever it is your responsibility as a goddess. Stopping to ask yourself, why are you mad, is key to owning that shit and releasing the baggage that's holding you back.
Why you mad? So we've been friends since like fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Friends forever. And I consider like one of my good friends, even it was one of those like, if we didn't talk to each other for years, we could still pick up the phone and like, how's it been going? You know,
right.
How are you doing? How's the family? And just, you know, keep it moving. So at some point, I think she had gotten into this relationship, and so then she had, okay, so let me back up. So uh-huh. I've never been the type that, and you have to tell me this or not, like, I've never been the type that, like, called people a lot, like, ever since I was, like,
and you still don't.
Yeah,
you still
okay,
don't.
You know,
right.
Me, I've never
this
been the type to like initiate a lot of phone calls. Like, it's just me. It's not that I don't love you. It's not that I don't care. It's not that I don't want friends.
Right.
I mean, probably never had a lot of relationships. I probably lost a lot of relationships even
because of it. Yeah.
Because of it, whatever. But so she had this big thing. Like, well, you know, so she was in a relationship. Well. We just, you know, we evaluated all our relationships and, you know, we decided to just cut people off that, you know, we don't deal with or whatever, you know, you never call me. I'm always the one calling you. And I was like, what? Like.
So you cutting me off. Wait, first of all,
years.
We've been friends for all these years. You
and
don't
you
know who I am. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, and then I'm like, now you mad because I don't call you? Like. I mean, it's not that I don't call you, but it's like probably not as much as you want me to.
Right.
But I've never been that person. But now right. You mad? Like, I never got that. like, if anything was wrong, or you, I mean, you can call me out the blue. I hadn't talked to you in 10 years. You can call me out the blue. It's like, you know, such and such wrong. Such type of, I'm there. Like, right. We had that type of friendship. I got what I'm doing and I'm there. Maybe some stuff went on in her family. Something happened that she felt that I wasn't there for her, which probably wasn't, but I was having a hard time dealing with. Like, I really still have a hard time now because I'm like, wow, I couldn't imagine going through that. Right. So I get that. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, whatever. But my whole thing was, you got mad because I didn't call.
Right.
Like, because how you wanted me to call. So even to this day, I still, you know, and I don't know why that popped into my head. Like, even, like you said, even as, you know, it's hard having friendships like that. Growing up, I always had a lot of male friends. I've never really had female friends until, like, here later. Just never dealt with that. And so I had a couple here and there, but apparently, I guess because I didn't call people, that's probably why I didn't have a lot of friends or whatever. But the one female friend I did have decided, I guess she wasn't gonna be my female friend anymore because I didn't call. But I still, like, if I wanted to ask a question, it's been like, why are you mad?
Right.
What are you mad at? So years later, I think, when that relationship that she was in, like, didn't pan out, you know, she kind of apologized for that. But I still was like, wow, like, you threw our relationship away for something else. Right. And I just thinking, like, okay, there you go.
Well, here's my question, though. So, first of all, you mad about it. But, and we friends for a long time. But you didn't have, so you had the nerve to call me and say, we cutting people off, and you didn't have the nerve to say, you know what, I want to have this conversation with you because I value our friendship. Like, so that to me is like, something was wrong, something is off. like why did you feel like you couldn't call me to have that conversation, but you felt okay to call me and have this dumbass conversation?
Like, none of that.
I'm calling to tell you I'm cutting you off, bitch. Like, what the hell?
A woman thing, like, you know, we do have some issues, like, with each other. We have issues with just supporting each other, right. And you know, that's the whole thing about this, with us doing this, just supporting each other and helping each other and listening to each other. We've had issues with that. I mean, I'd have to say,
right.
For some reason, I've never really had that issue because I don't know, I didn't grow up like that, so I don't get it. Yeah. I just don't get that, but. Just in general, women in general,
right.
Have that petty kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. That, and that's probably why we are still friends. Because, okay, shit, it's been years at times when we didn't talk. Like,
that's
I hadn't seen you for a long time, and then I saw you in the hospital thing. I'm like, wait, what the fuck going on? What you doing?
Right.
You a nurse? Yeah, I'm a nurse. Oh, I'm almost a nurse, too. Like, I was like, it was just such a weird thing. And I was like, ain't that funny? Like, how we never communicated that whole time, we end up doing the same exact thing. Like, you know, just, it just was weird. So I was like, you know,
just pick up like I just talked to you like last week.
Exactly. Yeah. But I have friends. Like, ours is a 30 plus year relationship. I got my 40 plus year relationships. I have friendships. And so I don't trust easily either. Like, that's part of my thing. Like, I give people the benefit of the doubt. And then, I just kind of leave people kind of where they are. And so I kind of have my little circle of people that I deal with on a regular basis. But other than that, I don't know. It's just crazy. And I call myself being supportive of everybody, but everybody don't feel the same way. And you're right. We could pick up the phone in a heartbeat and be like, okay, da-da-da-da, but yeah. So if she really knew who you were, that wouldn't have been an issue.
You know who I am. Don't act like that's the thing. You know who I am. Don't.
And it ain't a brand new thing.
Don't let somebody else convince you that I'm somebody different. Don't put it like that. That's the part I think that bothered me. Don't let somebody else convince you.
Say that part again. You let somebody convince you.
You let somebody convince you that I'm somebody different. Or you let somebody convince you of something else that you already know. Like, don't let anybody do you like that with any part of your life. When things are what they are and they're concrete, that's your base and you know that. Like, nobody should be able to come in your life at any point in your life and make you think something different. And we see that sometimes in relationships with, let's say, a couple and they already have children or things like that, and you'll have one side come in and now you have an issue with the kids, or like, let's say the other absent parent or something like that, when the relationship was already okay. Mm-hmm. With, let's say, the absent parent, and then you got the, let's say, the new boyfriend. Now he don't want the dad around and stuff like that. But you guys already had a set thing going on. Don't let someone else come in and convince you that something else is different.
You're right. Like, anybody that is with me or anybody that is with my ex-husband have to understand the dynamic of our relationship. We're friends. We like, let me tell you what's going on. I'm like we, you know, we ain't friends like me and you friends, but we decided a long time ago that we were just going to be cordial. Like, we got too many things that would go on outside, inside, like, so the kids getting married, having babies, doing all this stuff. So we made a decision to do that. So anybody stepping in will have to step into that. But that's us owning our shit.
It's time to slay with Trey. Hey, it's time to slay with Trey. Hey, it's time to slay with... Yeah, I know I'm a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. I claim my crazy, though, and love every bit of it. I hope you do, too. The Slay with Trey segments are always going to be about self-love, because I feel like we just don't love ourselves enough. So here is where I'm going to love on you a little bit. And I'm going to share different poems and essays and excerpts from books and my favorite things that help me get to a place where I actually love myself, in hopes that you will love you too. We really hope you enjoyed this episode entitled A Goddess Is. As we close it out, I dedicate this Slay with Trey segment to all my beautiful sister goddesses out there listening. We keeping it short, sweet, and to the point, though. This is an excerpt from my upcoming book, Now I Slay Me, A Guide to Omnipotent Self-Love. A goddess is to live her life to the fullest, all while living from the divine truth of who she is. She reigns over her queendom and does so with the understanding that walking in her own power is an infinite journey. She seeks to be happy, healthy, whole, and free. She loves who she is and revels at the thought of spreading her bit of sunshine to the world. She seeks to surround herself with others who aspire to do the same. She receives graciously. Once she is full herself, she gives generously to those she chooses to bless and serve with her presence, her love, her energy, and her light. A goddess is to learn from every life experience, challenge, mission, and the divinity that speaks to her incessantly, if she is open to hear it. A goddess is to lead others by example as she helps them do the same. She knows there is inborn greatness within herself and everyone else. So a goddess plants a seed within any person she comes in contact with, then lovingly holds the space for them to find their way to and sometimes through her as they create their own self-love journey. A goddess is to love and be loved through it all and at all times, beginning with the love of self. Everything she is, everything she does, everything she says begins and ends with love. Then all is well in the world, as it should be. All right, dear goddesses, until next time, much love from the goddesses of the Laugh Out Loud podcast. May you too live your life out loud and on purpose. These are my words, and I have spoken.